Their tentacles fascinated her. The tiny cilia on the tips were a blur as they worked, like flagella on microscopic protozoa. The panel they were working on changed right before her eyes, rebuilt molecule by molecule at astonishing speed. Infinity might have been the most advanced warship since the Forerunner fleet, but these oddly endearing organic computers were Oni's real prize. One of them, Requires Adjustment, nicknamed Adge by BB, had been snatched from Covenant service. The others were straight from the Dyson sphere, repositories of the original Forerunner technology and cut off from all external contact for millennia, and the Covenant certainly didn't have anything like that. Now we can crush the Sangheili, and they'll stay crushed. It was hard to tell one Hurogok from another. Parangoski approached the creatures closest to her, unsure whether to reach out and touch it to get its attention. In some ways, they were like autistic children fixated on their task, but she'd had glimpses into their personalities. They could be gently but stubbornly assertive. Gossip, originating from the Spartan Threes, said that back in the Dyson Sphere, one had actually smacked Halsey for interfering with his work. Parangoski knew that urge only too well. She held up her datapad so that the Hurogok nearest to her could see the screen. The creatures used sign language, so she would too. Courtesy cost nothing, but bought a great deal. "Are you perfect density?" she asked. Her screen translated the words into a flurry of tentacle gestures, courtesy of custom-made software from BB. The Hurogok turned its little multi-eyed armadillo head to peer at her, then gestured back. "I am Adge," he signed. The words were relayed to her as audio. "And I hear and understand your language, even if you cannot speak mine." Parangoski lowered her datapad. So he thought of himself as Adge now. Del Rio watched, arms folded, then seemed distracted by something at the other end of the compartment. Parangoski kept one eye on him as he walked over to a hatch in the deck and peered down. "My apologies, Adge," she said. In her peripheral vision, she watched Lasky climb up from the hatch on the far side of the compartment to join Del Rio. "How are you?" "I am very content," Adge signed. "I have new knowledge and great purpose. Where is BB? Where are the Marines?" It was an interesting question. "They're all on a mission. Do you miss them? There was much I could have done for their ship, all left undone." Yes, in his obsessive Hurogok way he missed them. Adge would have been a useful resource for Osman. "One day we'll have Hurogok in every ship, and then we'll end up putting explosive collars on them just like the brutes did, in case they fall into enemy hands. They still lose." Del Rio could probably spare a couple of his Hurogok for Osman in due course. Parangoski would see to it. "Perhaps we can arrange for you to finish that one day, Adge," she said. "I would like that." "So, what have you done with our lovely new ship?" "Improved her slipspace capability. Much faster. Much more accurate insertion into normal space. Next, we shall work on communications, so that you can maintain contact from slipspace." "No need to drop out of slip to send signals? How do you do that?" "By using the field to bypass and make..." Some of the words had defeated the translation software, leaving gaps as if profanities were being bleeped out. Parangoski found the idea of a Hurogok swearing a blue streak wonderfully appealing. Lasky caught her eye. "They have physics concepts we don't yet have language for, ma'am. We're the dim kids at the back of the class."
"Does Halsey understand what they're doing?"
"No, and it's really getting to her."
Berengoski was equally wary of anything she couldn't see for herself, but she'd taken far more than that on faith before. At least Hurragok had transparent motives. The Forerunners had created them with one overwhelming passion, to make things that worked and to constantly improve them. That was good enough for Berengoski. They weren't going to misuse the budget, break the law, and be a constant pain in the ass like Halsey.
I'm very pleased with your progress. Thank you, Aj.
Berengoski gave Del Rio a pointed look.
And Andrew's very pleased too. Aren't you, Andrew?
Del Rio's expression was unreadable for a moment. He seemed to have noted the eye contact between her and Lasky.
They're doing a fine job, ma'am, and we take very good care of them.
Berengoski risked patting Adge on one of his arms, found it smooth and cool, and walked over to Lasky with her hand held out for shaking.
You're my anointed on this tub, Tom. Remember that.
Lasky took it with a smile, a wholesomely good-looking man, easy to like, easier still to trust, and nodded in the direction of the other Hurragok, drifting around a terminal with their tentacles working like crazed concert pianists.
So the civvy contractors end up playing cards a lot, ma'am, he said, or relaying the carpet. I'm expecting union objections about aliens taking their jobs any day now.
Ah, oh, they're getting paid hard-lying allowance and extra overtime. Just remind them they can be replaced by gas bags that work for yeast extract. Speaking of which, how's Halsey behaving?
You've not received the updates.
I have, but I want to hear it from you.
Lasky glanced at Del Rio for a moment, as if asking permission to divulge the unvarnished truth. He got the faintest shrug in response.
Well, she got the idea eventually, Lasky said, but she's still griping about not having access to the Spartan Fours.
She'd better not have access to anybody except crew authorized to know she's still alive.
No, we've nailed it down tightly, ma'am.
I had to give her back her computer to extract some Hurragok translation software, but I've removed it again. I got perfect density to check it out for any programs you could possibly use to bypass security.
And you monitor every system for breaches, whether she has official access or not.
Constant surveillance. If she can hijack a ship and kidnap a Spartan, I'd treat her as an